Thanks to everybody listening as well.
Yeah, cheers. And happy new year again, I suppose. Thank you for everyone for writing your New Year's resolutions on our Facebook post. We've got some pretty predictable, boring ones. You all suck. But a few like funny ones, a few good ones. Lots of hoping for PBs, first marathon, first ultra, first half, whatever it might be. Some people looking to not get injured.
Just because some people are trying to be consistent, which is a good one as well.
And Stu wanting to improve his beer mile PB by 0.1 of a second. So Stu and I, we tied. We were a dead heat at the most recent beer mile, and so we had to do a sudden death
Lap.
final beer, and I ended up beating Stu on that sudden death one. So that's a really cool goal
PB.
for Stu. Appreciate that.
Yeah, some people trying to raise money, Jimmy for CAN2, Ryan for dementia, so
Some very altruistic goals there as well, which is
perfect,
always good to
well
see.
done. And then who else? Let's have a look. Dan's trying not to eat everything that's in the house, which is also very important.
Yeah, can't
Good
help
luck with
there.
that, Dan.
Can't help there.
Just don't buy it. Like, if it's not in the house, you can't eat it.
This is true.
Sweet.
So good luck, everyone. We're going to check in again in a couple of months and see where everyone's at.
Yeah, we'll
It'll
probably
be
do another post and go, have you actually been working towards your goal, or have you just been an injured piece of shit and sitting on the couch?
joining Club iPods.
Yeah.
But today we're going to talk about my personal favorite slash least favorite injury, shin splints.
Favorite
So
injury.
I've got a lot of history with shin splints, a lot of
Yeah, you do.
history, going way back before I was a physio, before I was anything, but had shin splints for years. So when we talk about shin splints, it gets so many injuries get labeled as shin
Like,
splints.
shin splints is an umbrella
Yeah.
term, basically. But
It's
wrongly.
yeah,
It's an umbrella term used for any sort of shin pain, but
yes.
it's not any sort of shin pain.
Exactly. It's like an incorrect umbrella term.
Yeah.
So like people come in with any pain between their ankle and their knee and they call it shin splints because they have pain between their ankle and their knee. But it's not as straightforward
Like,
as that.
because it's the most well-known, one of the most well-known
Yeah.
injuries, and
Yeah.
it's like your shin's there, so
Yeah.
what else could it
Yeah,
be?
you've got pain in your shin, it's shin splints. But what shin splints is it is a bony injury on the lower one third on the inside border of your tibia, which is your shin. So it's an overuse, repetitive, bony injury, which sits on the continuum of bone stress, which we talked about a year ago, which is
Give or
crazy.
take.
So its official name is medial tibial stress syndrome, or MTSS. It usually people kind of get it confused with other injuries like overuse of your tibialis anterior muscle.
Yeah.
You can get it confused with a tib post tendinopathy. You can get it confused with chronic exertional compartment syndrome. Get it confused with like a stress fracture, or like so many things that can be confused with your tibia being overloaded. So we're talking medial tibial stress syndrome, which is shin splints, basically.
Not
So
all the other things.
not all the other things. So I had this on and off for about 3 to 4 years when I was early in my running career, and I was given the very kind of basic guidance and help with it. I kind of Googled it. Yep, my shins hurt. Was given more supportive shoes.
Well,
Went to,
never Google your injury. It's always a
yeah.
bad idea.
Well, at the time, I was doing my undergraduate degree in Cairo, and I was working for a chiropractor, and he poked me on the leg, and he went, "Yeah, there's shin splints. Yeah, I don't know." But he sent me to a
Nice.
physio. The physio said, "Yep, there's shin splints. I don't know, do some stretches and do some calf raises." And I did them and it didn't get better.
Oh, what a
What
life.
I did do is I would rest for a couple of months, it would go away, I'd start running again, it would come back, I'd rest, it would go away, I'd run again, it would come back, and I was this like
Yeah.
boom and bust cycle for like literally 3 or 4 years. I could always string together a few months of running, and sometimes that would coincide with a marathon and I'd do it, but then I'd get sore and it was just up and down and up and down and up and down. Insanely frustrating.
I can
And I
imagine.
like, quote unquote, I went to a physio. But they weren't necessarily like someone who gave a shit about running, and no one ever looked at my technique, no one ever looked at my shoes. So,
They just went, oh, your shin hurts, rest. You'll be right.
yes. So I have a bone to pick with shin splints. Shout out quietly
Brilliant.
to Yana if you're listening. I feel you, bro. what is it? What is like
tibial stress? Like, it's the same thing as any stress. Like
any bone stress.
Any sort of bone stress. It's an overuse injury.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can't get bone stress. It's just the repetitive movement of running with potentially not the right shoe, potentially not the best technique, potentially just ramping it up way too quickly.
Yeah.
And doing heaps of downhill or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that total amount of stress overloads the bone because every time you use that muscle, there's impact. Every time your foot hits the ground, there's impact. So, and then using the tibialis anterior, the actual muscle there, pulls on the bone when you move your foot.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of stress, but every little bit counts.
Yeah.
So all of that stress together will overuse your shin.
Yeah.
Actual bone.
Exactly. So it's an overload thing, and like probably 15 factors contribute to it.
Yeah, there's so many things. Like
it's number one thing, which you always find, is a change in training volume.
Yeah. Always. Your training load. Like leading up to a marathon, I started doing more.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a good number one. And then there's technique, footwear, strength.
Yeah. A lot of things. So if you're sitting here wondering, all right, do I have shin splints? How do I actually know? So if we look at how we diagnose it, the most reliable thing is actually palpation. So like poking it and feeling it. So it's literally, if you're looking at your shin right now, it's usually the lower third or the lower half of your shin. So on the inside of your bone, if you can poke the inside, if you cross your ankle like over the top of your thigh, and so you can get access to the inside of your shin, poke it along the lower third, it's either going to be tender or it's not.
Yeah.
If it's tender, that's like a sign of a bit of bone load.
Like if you're pushing really hard, it's going to be tender. So don't go full pressure and then you go, oh yeah, I might have shin splints. No, generally shin splints is tender to touch. Yeah.
And you need to be able to differentiate it between the bone and the muscle that's just behind it. So if you're poking on the soleus or the tibpost muscle just behind it, you're on something else.
Yeah, so you want to push on the hard surface, not on the soft, squishy bit.
Yeah, and you're so right, Mike. It's one of those spots where pretty much anyone who runs, if you poke there, there might be a bit of sensitivity.
Yeah, of course.
But if it makes you jump up and hit the ceiling, that's shin splints.
Like, I'm poking myself right now. I'm like, it's a bit sensitive through the inside there.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I've been running the last couple of days and I've been doing some other exercises. I'm not expecting it to be I can't feel it.
Exactly. Bit of soreness there.
But like, if you jump up and go, fuck, that really hurts.
Yes, exactly.
Then there's a big chance.
So the first one is palpation. The second one is hopping on it.
Hmm.
So if you jump up and down, hop on one leg and it's sore in that same spot, that's palpation and hopping, that's two big ticks. Like, you probably have shin splints. The other thing is how it behaves during a run.
Hmm.
So when it's like not that bad in its early stages, it will warm up throughout a run. Like the first 5 or 10 minutes will be pretty sore, and then it will warm up and it'll go away and you'll get through a run. When the issue progresses and it gets worse and worse and worse, it won't warm up throughout a run. You'll try a run and you just go, nah, that's too painful.
You'll just be in pain. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll just be in pain. So they're kind of the sort of three things to know. Keeping in mind, like people's, even like physios and massage therapists, palpation abilities aren't that great, let alone members of the public. So you've got to make sure you're palpating the right thing.
Yeah.
That's how you know if you've got
it. It's definitely something you don't want to run through because it really fucking hurts.
Yeah.
There's a few people that tend to go, oh, it's just pain, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like long-term exposure can actually cause a stress fracture.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, bone stress exists on a continuum. So if you've stressed your bone, it's a sign that it's not being loaded properly. If you continue to load bone beyond what it can tolerate, massive risk of a stress fracture.
Yeah.
Usually it causes too much pain and people actually stop before they get a stress fracture. So not many people run enough on it's actually stress free. You do see them, but not very often.
And that way it's a good injury because it's one of those things you can't really run through.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're just a really hard ass and don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really interesting. For a long time, we actually thought the cause of shin splints was like a traction injury of muscle attachment onto the bone, like whether it's the attachment of the fascia or the muscle, like continual tugging of the muscle in the bone and therefore irritating the bone. We actually know now that there's no myofascial attachments to the site of the bone pain. So that theory is kind of dead in the water. A lot of people would do a lot of massage through the kind of the muscles around it, thinking it would settle it down, but it doesn't really. In fact, you're just poking the area and probably going to piss it off more. Yeah, so it's not that. It's just a straight-up overload. Mm. But the fact is that affects the loading. Obviously, if you've recently increased your load, yeah, that's one thing. But, like, your technique. So if you're an overstrider or you run heavy or you have a slow cadence or a big, fat heel strike in front of you, they tend to put a bit more load through, hard tissue,
yeah,
which is bone and joint, essentially. So if that's you, the solution is, generally speaking, reduce your load a little bit in the short term, do some running retraining, like learn how to run in a way that won't put the load in your shin bone.
Mm.
And if you rest it, it'll settle down, get back into training, Bob's your uncle. Usually we find sometimes we find a massive deficiency in like calf strength.
Yeah.
And also any other strength too. Like it's pretty common to see like a lot of strength deficiencies on the side of the injury as well.
Yeah, just dead entire side. You get your glutes, your hammies, your quads, all of it just not as strong.
So you need to be able to like basically if your muscles are strong, they'll help you absorb the load.
Exactly.
Simple terms.
You can't retrain and not absorb any shock through that bone because you're still running.
Yeah.
But you can reduce that and put it elsewhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
So like relative rest is probably a really big one there when it comes to shin splints.
Oh, yeah, if you've got shin splints. So you're in an overloaded state. The best way to get out of an overloaded state is to deload.
Yeah.
Which is relative rest. So we say relative rest. We don't mean complete rest.
That clearly didn't work.
Yeah, being exactly.
A example.
Yeah, I did complete rest several times, got back into running, got the symptoms again. So we say relative rest. So if you're running, I don't know, 50 Ks a week and you've got pain, you might be able to get away with 20 Ks a week and still be able to continue if your shin splints aren't that bad.
Yeah.
If they're bad, you probably might actually need to take a bit of time off running. And it depends on the kind of the progression, the severity of it. But there's always cross training, swimming, gym, cycling, other things. When you've got shin splints, you can literally do anything.
Anything but running.
Except running and lots of hopping. You can literally do anything else. Cycling, swimming, gym, like pretty much anything will be fine. But gait retraining is huge with shin splints. Normally, there's something in your technique which will load up your shin bone more than the rest of you. So that's part of it too. Look, you're always going to do some strength rehab when you're going through shin splints. So there's going to be some strength. Like the best thing you can do is just start with some calf raises.
Yeah.
For sure. Look at your footwear. Generally speaking, this is a huge generalization. If you're the sort of runner who wears your traditional shoe, which is more supportive, more cushioned, will tend to make you overstride and land on your heel a bit more. They're the ones that will tend to load up your shins a bit more too.
Yeah.
So not saying go and buy a minimalist shoe, but just...
You'll get other issues.
Yeah, you get other issues. Just worth considering the effect that that's having on you. It's in some cases I find hands-on treatment works really, really well.
Mm.
In some cases,
usually
in the early stages when people are pretty sore, pretty wound up, pretty tight, you can get like decent relief.
Yeah, but it's a temporary thing. It's like, oh, that's really nice relief, but you're not actually addressing the problem.
Yeah.
It's like it feels nice and it's great, but then you need to address what
exactly
the actual cause of it, whatever it is, and generally that's a combination of the things we just talked about.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, Mike, but in treating lots of people who've had this, I find that when the shin splints aren't that bad, like they're pretty uncomfortable, but you can run through it, it's not that bad. That's when I find hands-on makes, when we say hands-on, we mean like massage, treating, like physio techniques, whatever. They seem to have a huge influence.
Absolutely.
And it gives that person enough relief to go for that run later today or the next day.
Yeah.
Whereas I find when someone's really sore, like they cannot hold, they cannot run, it's throbbing, it's aching, fuck, a massage isn't going to do much there. Like your bone is throbbing.
Yeah. If you then touch it, it's just going to make it worse.
Yeah. What do you do when people come in with shin splints? Like in terms of like literally
massage. Actually soft tissue stuff, massage stuff.
Yeah.
Release everything around it. Like stay away from really, if you have a spot and a point, stay away from that.
Yeah.
But work on the calf, work on like tibialis anterior, posterior, through the entire stuff.
Yeah.
And generally a bit of needling helps.
Needling, okay.
Just stabbing yourself with some sharp objects.
On the bone or?
No. Nah, you can't needle bone.
Well, I've heard of periosteal pricking.
Yeah, I've done
that. It's a thing. Pecking. It's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Pecking. Periosteal
yeah,
pecking.
I've done that, but not on a bone that's really tender.
Okay.
Because imagine you have a really tender spot on your bone and then you're going to tap that spot with a sharp needle.
Gotcha.
Probably not a good idea.
Point taken.
But just more of just to relax everything around it.
Yeah.
And with the needles, you could just get a bit of a more,
yeah.
a better effect.
Yeah.
But in the end, all the other stuff is makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's the strength, it's the relative rest, it's potentially a change in gait. And last little bit is a bit of footwear and checking what happens there.
Yeah, definitely. And then super cautious return back into running.
Yeah.
Like as far as bone stress injuries go, some of them are high risk, some of them are low risk. If we talk about a bone stress injury in your femur, in some of your metatarsals, in your pelvis or sacrum, some of these are really high risk that they can go downhill quickly. A shin splints or tibial bone stress is relatively low risk in that it's nothing gnarly is going to happen. Like we were saying earlier, like you'll stop running because of pain before anything serious happens. So it's a relatively low risk bone stress injury. But you still need to like rehab the bejesus out of it.
Yeah. And it's
for sure
one of those things that when you're out of pain, you're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's when you're out of pain, that's when you can properly start reintroducing running.
Yeah.
And not go, sweet, I'm back to normal. I'm going to go back to 50, 60 Ks a week.
Yeah.
If you've been on
15
for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, your pain will come back within 2 weeks, guaranteed.
Yeah, 100%.
But if you start, and we start, like, when coming back from a bone stress injury, you start real conservatively.
Mm.
Get your bone used to taking load again. So it's not, it's often, it's depending on severity, it's not out of the question to start off with, like, running 1 minute at a time.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking that. So if you've come from 100 kilometer a week, to start off at running 1 minute at a time, yeah, it sucks, but like we're talking about loading something that previously hasn't been able to take any load. So conservative is the name of the game, big time. And adding in some plyometric work too.
Absolutely.
When appropriate.
Yeah.
When appropriate.
But that's later on, a little later stage rehab.
Yeah.
You know, doing little hops, little jumps, double leg and single leg. Want to just expose your bones and your shin to that.
Yeah, exactly.
For a short time.
Gradually.
Because like a minute of running is still a fair few plyometric little hops.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where you might want to only start with 30 seconds of just single leg hopping and going, cool, that's me done.
Yeah, even double leg hopping.
Yeah.
Just to get used to it. Yeah. So I think shin splints is something that we see, it's literally so common. But so poorly managed. My one bit of advice is don't Google how to fix it. Even though that's what everyone wants to do. You come up with some complete bullshit online.
Oh, there's so much.
The number one thing is you've got to get to someone who understands running technique and how it'll influence the load on your shins.
Yeah.
That's absolutely huge. That's probably the number one thing. The rest of it is load management, strength and rehab. So
easy.
Kills me. Yeah. Oh, shin splints. Please let me know any horror stories of the shin splints.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a few good ones.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's summarizes shin splints, right?
Yeah. I think so.
We should mention the course we're running on the 23rd of Feb.
True. In Sydney.
It's really creeping up on us quite soon now.
It is.
Just a course for every runner out there, any runner out there, if you have a mate or 100 mates or whoever that you think finds this interesting, we're running a course on the 23rd.
Yes, that's true, in Sydney. And we'll put up a post to a link to get some tickets there.
Yeah.
It's us talking live and we're insanely interactive about everything that we talk about.
Yeah.
So
it's like we're going to charge $50 because we do need to still pay a little bit for the venue. We're going to put some snacks on. And you're going to spend 4 or 5 hours with us just to to learn new things about running, like all the things we talk about in a podcast, but more live and more interactive and more with examples.
Yeah, more kind of applicable, I suppose. So yeah. We'll go through some of our favorite drills, do some strength and conditioning work. We'll go through running technique, talk about injuries. We'll
shoes.
Do some, shoes. Talk, even touch on programming and load
programming, management. Programming, load management, technique stuff. We'll probably do a demo and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the things that you can't just talk about, we need to demonstrate. So there'll be a lot there. It'll be super valuable for those wanting to just know more about their running, to improve, to get inspiration just to get a bit better, to become a better runner, I suppose. It would be, I think it would be super valuable.
Yeah, hit us up if you have any questions about that. We'll release more info this week.
Yep.
We'll put in a graphic and a link with what we're going to do, where it is, and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
We're probably going to cap it at 50 people just because of how big the space is.
Yeah.
If more people are interested and we get heaps more interest, then we might add on an extra day somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's for the future.
Yeah, for sure. Shoot us a message if you have questions about that. Cool. All right. And so now we know that no one is ever going to get shin splints again because you know what to do.
Yeah, you just Google it, right?
Just Google it.
Yeah, easy. Sweet. Easy. All right.
Cool. All right. Thanks, crew. We'll see you soon.